Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Combox Live, where the game lives on. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter, and with me is my mate Rob Barron, who you can find at Moso Judge on Twitter. And we are here to review the victory that LSG have had over RCB by 9 runs on DLS, and bit of a crazy game that one, Rob.
It was nuts. It was very enjoyable. Hmm. It was nuts. The bit that wasn't enjoyable was the having a rest for an hour and a half in the middle of it because of the stupid rain.
Yeah.
And the really silly thing was the playing conditions being a 19 over game when they came back after a long rain delay, had an over, and then immediately had a 2.5 minute timeout instead of having a 20 over game. Like, come on, cricket, be better than that. But it was fun because you have a team that had basically everything set up for them to win, LSG, because of Mitch Marsh. And because they're LSG, they did their absolute best to then hand it back to RCB, who then, so if you come off as the second cleverest team when you've played a game against LSG, you have done it wrong. So they messed the batting order up. We said at the time, didn't we, like they're not used to losing Kohli for 0 runs. He usually gets loads of runs. And Bethel didn't get any either. Yeah. Then they had to think about their batting order rather than everyone having a lovely entry point as they would want. And they thunk wrong. And that was kind of all she wrote. Except, as ever, one of the teams, Behram, today dropped 4 catches. And the other team dropped 0 catches. And the team that dropped 4 catches lost a close game. How many times do I have to bang that drum before somebody hears it?
I was quite excited that I'll get to talk to you about those drop catches because some of those, or 75% of those 4 catches, didn't really cost, you know, RCB much. In fact, the first drop where Bhuvneshwar Kumar spilled a cotton bowled opportunity of young Kulkarni off his own bowling, right? Kulkarni was on 6 of 7. He ultimately scored 17 of 24. So in the 19 overs that LSG batted, 4 of them, well, only 17 runs were yielded off of them because of Kulkarni. And that means that in the remaining 15 overs, Lucknow scored 192 runs, right? So this game was only close because of the Kulkarni innings. And again, I wouldn't want to throw the kid under the bus. He's a youngster. Why are you sending him out to open? You've got Aidan Markram in the team, right?
So he shouldn't have been playing because, again, as I said earlier, LSG have a guy called Chowdhury who has played the single best innings of this IPL. Absolutely brilliant. He won a game from nowhere by himself, taking all the strike, playing incredible shots, the likes of which we've never seen before. And because LSG are LSG, they rewarded him for that by dropping him. And if you want to play Markram down the order, that's fine. Like, I don't mind it. I don't mind that at all. But not by putting a kid in who is going to chew balls like Kulkarni did. And either side of the rain delay, it was like, are they going to retire him out here? Instead, he came out and went dot out instead of being retired outright. So he got 17 off 24. Let Markram do it. Put Chowdhury in. You know, it was a potentially reasonably reduced game with the amount of rain that was about. As it transpired, it was only one over. But when you have a reduced game, you don't need someone chewing the balls. It doesn't matter ultimately because they won the game anyway. Batting orders are very important things, and we just as dropping catches are, and we're seeing today that drop catches are slightly more important than batting orders if you drop 4 of them.
Well, here's the fascinating thing, right? So Bhuvi drops Kulkarni on 6 off his own bowling. Kulkarni, the longer he stayed on the pitch, that favoured RCB more. So that one kind of works out in their favour. You move on to the DDP drop of Mitch Marsh, right? Marsh was on 110, so he only adds 1 run to his total. And then Krunal Pandya dropped Puran on 35. He also falls for like 38 of 23 or something, right? There was only 1 drop out of the 4 that really cost RCB big time, and that was the Jacob Bethel drop of Rishabh Pant when Pant was on 8. And Rishabh Pant, who has been woefully out of form throughout this IPL season, he smashed an unbeaten 32 of 10 today. His last shot was a switch hit for 6. So that cameo ultimately really worked out for LSG, and that drop catch cost RCB big time.
Yeah, that may end up being the difference, because that 32 off 10 was exactly what they needed at the end from one of Romario or Krunal, right? It's exactly what they needed was the 32 off 10. And I've said it before, Pant should play like that every single time in T20. Because when he thinks, Rishabh Pant, he does make the right decisions. He chews balls, he gets himself into a mess. And we all know how talented the guy is, right? He's a freakish talent. And we see what he's done in test matches, pulling off ridiculous chases. Uncomplicate the man. Maybe don't even have him as captain, but uncomplicate the man and say, look, just hoof it from ball one every time. And if you do that, we're going to win more games than we would do if you're out of form, not, you know, chewing balls up. It was...
Well, also, there was some poor bowling to Pant. I remember there were like three full tosses that he got early on, right? He smashed 2 fours and a six off those full tosses. Who was it? Was it Hazelwood?
Hazelwood and Rasic served him up some bad stuff at the end. Hazelwood had a bad day again.
So that helped. But anyway, there's a super chat over here by our good friend Gyanded, who is a Lucknow Super Giants fan. He says, great to just win for once. I'm sure you feel that way. And I'll give you this. You know, Lucknow did lose the toss. RCB won it and they opted to field first, or Patidar opted to field first at the Ekana. And then the amount of rain delays in the first innings. You'd see a lot of days where that happens and the batting side loses heaps of momentum, right? Because there were like three rain delays in between. The first one was tiny. And then, you know, after that first rain delay, Lucknow ended up with 68 for none in the power play. And let's not forget that in that power play, Kulkarni was 8 of 12. So basically, Mitch Marsh has smashed 60 runs of 4 overs in the power play. Then they were 95 for no loss in 9 overs when there was a rain delay. They came back. Lucknow, 98 for 1 in 10. So that first over was a bad one. And then they picked up the pace again. 145 for 1 in 14. Then there was another rain delay. And then they ended up with 209 for 3 in 19. So that loss of momentum never really came in that batting innings. And you've got to credit Lucknow for that. Although at one point it did feel like, you know, they might end up with an under par total. But then again, it's that Pant cameo which gets them just enough runs to play with.
Yeah, it was... one of the best games of the IPL. And the thing about LSG, Bairam, is they keep getting involved with all the best games, right? We had the Chowdhury one, we had the tie where Shami hit the last ball for 6 to get the tie, and then the fiasco of having very out of form Puran and Markram in the super over. Like, there's loads of fun, this team. And as much as we bag them for making terrible decisions, we want fun in our lives, don't we? So I don't want every team to make the right decisions all the time. You know, for my own sanity, it would help, because when you see them doing these crazy things, you think, what the hell are you doing? But because they're such a mental franchise, and even when there was one over left defending 20, they looked like they had no idea who was going to bowl it. They were throwing the ball around to each other like a hot potato. It landed on Digvesh in the end, who did fine. I think on another day, the first ball he bowled goes for 6, and then who knows after that.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't bowl a great over, but he bowled one that was good enough against Romario, who should have been sent in earlier. I'm all for madness, and that was mad, and it was really fun again. And when you've been here for, you know, 10,000 hours covering the IPO and the game, you do need a bit of fun in life. So that was good. It's interesting now that Punjab are not number one anymore and RCB are not in the top two anymore after the last couple of days. And we didn't think that, you know, RCB and Punjab have lost 5 out of 5 between them in the last 5. And who would have said that, you know, 10 days ago? Not possible.
I wouldn't have imagined that at all. And I mean, things have gotten interesting now, because the one thing I kept repeating throughout the live we just had is that it is good for the IPL if LSG win this, because it kind of keeps the round robin stage spicy. And now, you know, with RCP dropping a game that they really should have won, they will be feeling the heat a bit, because they seemed like sure shot top two finishers in this group stage. And now that might not be the case. And apart from, of course, the dropped catches and then the bad batting order that we've already discussed, because Krunal Pandya hit like 10 cut shots that went for no runs, right, at the start of his innings, and that really hurt them. There was some weird captaincy by Rajat Patidar in the first innings. Like, he brought on Krunal Pandya to bowl the fourth over, right, in the power play, right? And then the next over, the fifth over, was bowled by Rasik Salamdar, and both of those overs went for plenty. And he didn't give Bhuvneshwar Kumar 3 power play overs. I don't think that was smart by Rajat Patidar.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected 2 things: the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny SIMs and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
No, I think maybe the I don't mind the trying Crunell out and see how he goes. Because he was at the other end from Bouv, right? But then you probably don't go Rasic after he's gone for 12, because he got whacked for 17, yeah. I think. And then Hazelwood came back and he got whacked. And then Suyas came on and he got whacked. And the game was running away from them at that point. And inside and outside of the rain delays, they had some thinking to do. Like, I don't think the thinking was anywhere near optimum today, but that made for a great game. Once again, like Lucknow, you know they're not going to do the optimum thinking. But you end up with fun cricket, very much like the England cricket team over the last, I don't know, 50 years, but the last few years where the thinking has been utterly dreadful, but the games have been really fun. Long may it continue. Shout out to Marsh for actually, you know, he ended up with a strike rate south of 200, which was an effort because it felt like he was bombing them everywhere, didn't he? At 960s.
Oof. I mean, I was literally in awe during the first innings when I was watching Mitchell Marsh bat. 20 ball 50. Then doubled up in 49 deliveries, so his 100 came off 49. So he had like a slower 50, slower second 50, and ultimately ended up with 111 off 56. So as you said, it is quite baffling that he ends up with a strike rate of below 200. But check out his wagon wheel. Anything full, it was six either over long off or long on. And anything short, he would pull it into oblivion. And then if he got width, he just cut it for fun. So it's a really well-rounded wagon wheel for Mitchell Marsh. And he had looked good in the previous game versus Mumbai. I think he got like a 44 of 25 or something like that. But this was Mitch Marsh at his finest. And it was incredible how at one end you had young Arshin Kulkarni not knowing what to do. And at the other end, like Mitch Marsh was on an absolute tear. But I'm assuming he's walked away with the Player of the Match award, Rob? Mitchell Marsh?
Yeah, he will have done. Even though Prince was great. They don't win that game unless Marsh smokes the 100, do they? They don't get close to winning it.
Yep.
So
they do not.
That is the right shout. Although Pat Cummins was man of the match yesterday, and that was a surprise because I didn't feel that one. He did fine, but to win it with 2 for 32 or whatever, 2 for 34 maybe that he got was a surprise. So it's no certainty that he'll win it, but he should do.
Yesterday, my Player of the Match was Nitish Kumar Reddy. He bowled like two inexpensive overs, picked up a wicket, had a little cameo. I think he did really well yesterday. But anyway, I'm happy that Mitchell Marsh has gotten the Player of the Match award. But that is not to undermine the efforts of our man, Prince Yadav, right? Like, what a display today, both with the ball and in the field. Because at the start of the second innings, there is a really poor misfield by Prince, which should have been a single and was four instead. Really, really pedestrian village-level fielding. And right after that, in the same over, he picks up a splendid catch to remove Bethel. Then he comes to bowl his first over. And because there was no Mohsin today, he was out injured. Prince had the new ball, right? He was also in a new or different role. And with his second delivery, he uproots Virat Kohli's off-pole, sends it for a vacation. And that was probably the moment of the game for me. That was one hell of a seed. And I mean, he'll really enjoy that wicket because the prince removed the king. And that wasn't the end of it. Later on, post-power play, he comes back to bowl. He has DDP caught and bowled. First delivery outside the power play that he bowls. And then he bounces Jitesh Sharma out in the same over to end up with figures of 3 for 33. Even the last over he bowls, the penultimate over of the game. I mean, it could have been under 20 in the last over. And Prince ensures that there are 20 runs to defend for whichever spinner is to bowl the last over, right?
Yeah. He was great, Prince. And it feels like now he's become this season a really senior bowler and someone you can throw the ball to when you need a wicket. And every good T20 team needs one of those. Ideally, you want more than one. But every team needs somebody that you can go, right, you're our guy. Here's the ball. Do it. And to get rid of Kohli for naught, no one does that, so he did that. Then to get rid of Padikau, and he was mega set, and he's really scary when he's set. He hits loads of sixes.
Yeah.
To get rid of him as well, and then he got Jitesh, didn't he, the third one? All right, any old clown can get Jitesh out the way he's batting at the moment, but it's still, he comes on and he gets wickets. And if you're out of form and you're facing Prince, he's got a good chance to get you out the way he's running at the moment. So that is a big plus for future seasons for LSG. And what they are now is a team full of spoilers, aren't they? You know, they're going to mess up somebody's season. They've derailed RCB a bit here, who are now, you know, fighting for the top two. It's such a big difference, top two and not top two, isn't it? So what the last...
Especially, you know, Saurabh was telling me that the schedule is so messed up that you really want to qualify for the qualifier and win it. Otherwise, you know, you just probably will end up fatigued in the final.
Yeah, and we've seen that before. Run rate is going to be a thing, and even though, you know, today was pretty close, so they haven't had a bad day of it net run rate wise, RCB, theirs is still, which is important, theirs is still the best by miles of everyone, their net run rate. And that's because they bomb sixes everybody, they don't muck about and they don't defer risk too much. So their net run rate is mega positive. And now there are three teams on 12 points, and Sunrisers have played a game more and are on 14. And Chennai have LSG two in a row coming up, don't forget.
Yep.
So the table is going to get mega, mega close, and it will be, net run rate will be a thing. So at least RCB have got that going for them. But what the last few games have done, and this one was really fun, and the ones before were a bit boring, it's made the end of this tournament, if you can call it the end, there's still another 6 months to go, but the end of this tournament is now very, very well set up. It's really well poised.
Yeah.
So that's good, isn't it?
I mean, a couple of weeks, or not even a couple of weeks, when I came back to, you know, to work with you guys and do these watch-alongs, I had the opinion that we're going to get dead rubber central and the top four is going to be decided really, really early. Well, at least that's been delayed, so the group stages are alive for a bit longer. And, you know, RCB, ultimately, I feel like some tactical decisions, dropped catch, I mean, we don't know if Romario had come out to bat ahead of Krunal had there been, like, or if there would have been a difference, because it's not like Romario was doing extremely well out there. If anything, he missed a few that he really should have whacked, and he left two deliveries as well. Yeah. So that was interesting. But I feel like we saw some good heart shown by RCB today, because they lost early wickets in the power play. And then the way that Rajat Patidar fought back, right? He was, what, 11 of 11 at one point, and he was really looking like uncomfortable out there at times. He ends up scoring a 26 ball 50 and then ended up with 61 of 31. He obliterated or annihilated Digvish, right? And then he also kind of whacked our boy Mayank Yadav, who we were hoping would crank it up and entertain us, but he went for plenty. And, you know, Rajat Patidar was responsible for a lot of it. And I thought Tim David's cameo, 40 of 17, was blockbuster as well. They probably needed one other guy to just step it up a bit, and they win this game.
Yeah, I think the game breaker really was Shabazz getting rid of Patidar. That was the big deal, because Patidar was fully smoking all the spin. He got half a dozen sixes away, didn't he? And he was just in extremely danger, because at one point they had set Padikal and set Patidar. And with Tim David and Romario and Jitesh to come, they were really, really well poised to chase them. And then Prince got rid of Padikal, good caught and bowled. But the when Shabazz came on, I was like, Patidar is probably going to obliterate him now. He's probably going to take him apart. And in actual fact, Shabazz got him, caught Markram, good catch. How important a good catch is. Because if he fumbles out like they were fumbling in the first innings and it dribbles away for four, Shabazz probably doesn't have his tail up, as he then did and went on to be really good for his team. You know, we can talk about this game till the cows come home, Bayram, but the team that caught won it, and the team that dropped lost it. End of night-night.
Yep. Yeah, and the team which had a weak fifth bowler ultimately won it as well. But anyway, commiserations to RCB fans, but they are the defending champions and they've got a good team. So I still have them as a playoff team, although I'm not sure if they'll make the top two. And the most happy fans right now would be Gujarat fans and CSK fans, because now they have some routes or pathways into that top four. Anyway, thank you everyone for joining us throughout that live watch-along session early and for this live review podcast as well. You can go follow Combox everywhere, like, share and subscribe, and stay tuned, because we'll have regular content coming out. We'll have more of these watch-alongs and reviews as well. So till then, you guys have a good one. Take care and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rukshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.